is kind of like the everybody's kind of like afraid to mess up around him. You want to get on his good side, you know, because if you're late for a lift or something or you're not really working hard, he'll get on you, and he'll get on you good. So he really works his hard, you know. Everything we do it for a reason, especially in the off season, you know, where everyone's dreading those workouts and stuff. So he really gets us in shape, and he really does a good job.
That is Illini fullback Jay Prosh, and he's talking about one guy, and that is Lou Hernandez. He is the strength and conditioning coach at the University of Illinois. Coach, how are you doing?
Outstanding. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. I need to put to bed, though, a rumor that's floating around out there about you. Somebody the other day mentioned that you could actually bench press more than me. Can we get that? Let's get that rumor. Let's just kill that right now, Coach.
No, you went hands down all
okay.
day long.
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, give me a little, you know, I need that.
You got me. You called me out like that. It's the truth. You got me all day long, no doubt.
Well, Lou, we just heard some great words about you from Jay Prosh, and, you know, he's obviously got to be a fun one for you to work with. Because I always go up to Jay, and I just want to be like, are you real? Because it's a 20-year-old kid that is just completely huge. I mean, he's got to be one of the funnest guys you can get to work with.
He is phenomenal. I tell you what, he came on in, you know, Coach talks about, you know, how I like guys already made when they walk into the weight room. But, you know, and he's one of those guys. He came on in, he was about 250 pounds.
And, wow.
We measured him at about 10% body fat. So, you know, the thing is, when I was looking at him, it's like, well, he's too bulky, he's too big, I'm going to bring him down. I want him about 230. I want to see what he'll look like there. Well, you know, his weight and his strength was just so impressive, and he just ran with his weight really well. So it was a matter of, you know what, let's keep him at it. Let's see if we can keep getting better at it. So he did a tremendous job. You know, by the time he went into Rantoul, he was 6% body fat, and he was still 250 and throwing out and throwing some tremendous weight around.
Well, you know, he holds. And soon he might end up on the cover of Madden because he looks a lot like Peyton Hillis.
He does. He really does, and he works at it extremely hard. You know, here we were this summer, and he was 255 pounds and still 6% body fat. And about 3 weeks to go before we reported to Rantoul, he pulled a 396-pound power wow. clean from the floor. And then he just came back, and it's like, hey, Lou, I want to keep going more. And it's like, well, you know, that's a 400-pound clean, Jay. I think that's good enough for right now, you know, so... And he'd get really upset at us for holding him back. But, you know, he had some great numbers.
Talking with Illini football strength and conditioning coach Lou Hernandez. He talked about that with me yesterday. He was in a competition. Akeem Spence, another kid, that they tied for this hang clean record. And that's got to help a lot when you have competition in that weight room.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the room just erupted. You know, Akeem had a little bit of a wrist injury in the spring, and he was really limited when it came to some of those Olympic lifts, so he was just kind of sitting back, watching, and the next thing you know, Jay Prosh broke his record, you know, at 382 pounds, so Akeem is just sitting there watching all this go on. Well, as the summer got along and Akeem got healthy, next thing you know, they're going back and forth for this record, and both these guys ended up pulling this tremendous weight. And it was, you know, they were both getting upset with myself and my staff. You know, it was a matter of, you know, that's good enough, fellas. That's good enough. Let's continue to get better for football right now.
We are visiting with Illinois strength and conditioning coach Lou Hernandez. And coach, maybe for some of the listeners that don't know exactly, I mean, obviously the title of your job kind of describes it. But talk a little bit about what exactly you do for that football program.
You know, basically, we make the guys bigger, faster, and stronger. You know, we see them more than any other coach does, you know, because for us it's year-round and it's almost every day. I got a tremendous staff, and you're only as good as the people that are around you. You know, I've got Steve Sigler and Justin Harrison, Peter Princey, and Max Ford, and, you know, these guys here, I mean, they do a tremendous job making sure that everything that we want to accomplish gets done. So when they're here in January, our emphasis is the weight room. We're going to try to get as big and as strong as we can during the wintertime, and then we'll take that into spring football and see and kind of get an idea if that's a weight that we're looking at for our players to be at in the fall. If it looks good, then we've got the summer to start to work on their athleticism as well as continuing to get stronger and bigger. If it doesn't look good, and believe me, we've had to go the other way at times, and we start to drop it during the summertime so we can concentrate on the athleticism part of it, because running is the name of the game.
And, Coach, you kind of just summed it up a little bit, but explain to me the difference between the summer when they're actually not playing football games as opposed to when they're playing right now. What is the difference like? There's got to be a little bit, correct?
There is a bit of a difference, absolutely. The emphasis in the fall, obviously, is football. That's where the guys spend the majority of their time. However, you know, all the work that they've done in January and throughout the summertime, when they're working out four and five, and some guys even come in on Saturdays, and it's 6 days a week. You know, once the summer, once the fall comes along, we only get them in the weight room twice. Our red shirts will get an extra day, maybe to come on in there and fill that up and continue to get better. But the biggest thing that's a difference is, you know, is the volume, how, you know, the repetitions, the frequency. You know, instead of four, five, and six times a week, it's just twice. You know, we continue to get our guys better because that's the most important time of the year when your body's got to be at its best. So we don't really believe in maintenance. Maintenance is staying the same, and we always want to try to continue to get better. Obviously, you know, the football, the game, dictates a lot on when we can step on the gas and when we have to press on the brake. You know, but the biggest part of it is the amount of time that the days that they come on into the weight room.
Talking with Illinois strength and conditioning coach Lou Hernandez, and a big part of your job as well is injury prevention as well, right?
That has a lot to do with it. You're not going to help us if you're on the sideline. You know, you got to be healthy and set and ready to go. You know, so we do incorporate some bodybuilding type kind of activities and exercises as well. We believe that every part of your body has to be just as strong to withstand punishment as well as to give it. So we've got to make sure that our guys are going to be on that field healthy and ready to go. So when it comes to injury prevention and those exercises and the things that we do, there's no question that that's a big part of what we do.
And, Coach, you know, when I was on campus at Illinois, I graduated a couple years ago, you'd see all these Illinois football players. If you went to the gym at 8 a.m., they'd be coming out from the football facility. And how do you get them enthused for a 6 o'clock, 6:30 workout? I imagine that's tough for 18- to 23-year-olds.
It's tough on my wife when that alarm goes off in the morning time. I tell you what. She's the one that makes sure I get up and turn that thing off. So.
What time do you have to get up in the morning?
It's as early as 5 a.m. So actually, you know, we get here in the morning time, and, you know, the biggest thing, the guys have done a tremendous job. The credit goes to the guys. They know how important it is. They've bought into it. They've felt it. They've seen it. They understand it. You know, we've got a great group of leaders. They're the ones that show up every day and make sure they go through all that pain and discomfort. You know, the biggest thing we talk about in our workout is that nobody's going to outwork us. Nobody can do what we can do. And our guys have really bought into that motto and that belief, and they really get after it.
Wrapping up with Illini strength and conditioning coach Lou Hernandez. All right, I got to know, because I always get a kick out of kickers that roll up the sleeves. They think they look real big. Which position thinks they're the strongest?
You know,
probably those kickers and punters. They probably think they're the men, right?
They're the worst. I tell you what, it's a, you know, in an hour workout, they'll spend about 45 minutes of it in the mirror, you know, posing and flexing. Those guys are the absolute worst. I tell you what. Now, the guys, you know, they do a great job. You know, they come on in here, they get their sleeves up, they cut their sleeves when they know they're starting to look good and feel good. And if they're not, then the other guys are going to tell them, hey, y'all need to cover that up instead. So they do a good job.
All kidding aside, Coach, I mean, on this team right now, obviously there's a lot of freshmen there that you want to add a lot to. Who's the guy that you're most proud of that's worked in that weight room and built himself up? And who's one guy you're really looking forward to, whether it's a freshman, redshirt freshman, that can be a project for you to work on?
You know, I don't really like to just single out one guy because, I mean, so many of these guys, like we talked about at the end of the summer, just did a tremendous job when it came to reaching their goals, you know, throughout the year, whether it was to gain 10 or lose 25, you know, or get their bench stronger or get their lower body stronger. You know, I've been really impressed with a lot of the things that these guys have done on an individual basis. You know, if you look at somebody like Jason Ford, at one time he was 260 pounds.
Wow.
You know, he did a great job here towards the end of summer and throughout camp to get his weight down to 235. You know, and that's really difficult to do. He's like the rest of us who enjoys to eat, you know, eat all day long.
Yes.
But he knew when it came down to crunch time, he did a great job.
Well, Coach, I apologize. I interrupted you there, and I apologize. Last question for me. I am going to single out one guy, and I've got to give him props because I went to high school with him, and you mentioned his name earlier, Steve Sigler. I know a lot of us in the Villa Grove area are very proud of what he's accomplished, and I know he loves what he's doing now, but can you talk a little bit about Steve? He's an area guy from Villa Grove. He played football there. He's a great football player. How has he really helped you with that, with the at the university, et cetera?
You know, Steve, first and foremost, I show up and he tells me what to do. You know, he's got this program.
That sounds like him.
No, his organization skills are just phenomenal. But the thing that's so important about Steve is the energy and the enthusiasm and the intensity that he brings into this weight room or on the field every day. So the toughest drill, whatever it is that we have to do, I give it to Steve.
That's great.
Because nobody can get what needs to get out of these guys like Steve can. You know, so when it comes to that aspect of it, I mean, he is a big part of our success down in the weight room.
Well, we got one more question for you. Back in, I think it was February or March, whenever the pro day was, you know, you had Rex Ryan here from the Jets, you had Rob Marinelli from the Bears, and they're all looking at you. You're kind of the guy leading the pro day. Take me through what you have to do for that and how you prepare those guys, especially those guys that have graduated for that pro day.
You know, what we do on pro day is, you know, once we've got their bodies to where it is a success for our football program, the things that they don't realize at that time is it's that success that gets you noticed by these guys at that next level. You know, so all the things that they've done here has got them that opportunity to get looked at and then evaluated and to hopefully get an opportunity to take that to that next level. So once they're done with that, you know, the overloading lifting, you know, that's over with. You know, the development part of it, that's over with. You are already where you want to be and need to be when it comes to taking it to that next level. So the emphasis now is all about that 40. You got to be able to have a nice time on that 40-yard run. That is forever on paper. So you've got to be able to have a great day when it comes to that speed test. So there's a lot of work that's done on just that one particular part of it with other agility drills and the 225 bench test. So there's a lot of things that these guys are being looked at when it comes to their overall evaluation. So once all that is done and the hay is in the barn, so to speak, now it comes to that particular day. And now all these people start to come on in. They start to ask all the questions. It's a big interview for these guys. They want to know everything from your work ethic to your favorite color.
Sure.
You know, so there's a lot of things that go into that. Then these guys come around, and once we're done with that evaluation part of it, they stick around and want to ask more questions to see if this is the guy they want to hire for a job.
What's Lou Hernandez running the 40 these days?
You know, trying to keep up with my 19-month-old is enough for me right now. So,
hey, I've been there. That is hard enough. Well,
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Well, Lou Hernandez, we appreciate this. I've looked forward to doing this here for a month or so, and really appreciate you coming on with us and spending your time. You are one of those unsung heroes with that Illini football team. So keep up the great work, and Lou, hopefully down the road here, we'll get you back on.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, fellas. Go Illini.
Awesome. Thank you. That is Lou Hernandez, the Illinois strength and conditioning coach. Can you believe he threw the rumor out there, though, honestly, that he could bench more than me?
I think he can. Have you ever seen Lou Hernandez?
He could bench me with his left hand, I think.
Yeah, we're not the tallest guy.
No, but he is.
You walk by him, you wouldn't start anything with him in a bar.
Steve, of course, a good friend of mine, introduced me to Lou at Camp Rantoul. I was scared to shake his hand. I didn't know if he was just going to absolutely, like, pin me to the ground or something. Like, ow!
Well, and that's an important job. He talked about, you know, how he's the guy that spends more time than with those guys than anybody. I mean, he spends so much time with the players, and it's the same thing with basketball. With Jimmy Price, you know, in the summer, he's the guy. The coaches only have so much time with them, and they're really limited because of NCAA rules. So a lot of coaches, you know, have said to me that those guys can be the biggest reason, you know, development of players, and they can be a big reason why whether you do well or you don't do well.
You're a guy that works out pretty much on a daily basis. I mean, I know you're not you obviously lift a little, but it's not like you're there to absolutely bulk up to play college football. But you know how it is. There's not every day you feel like going in and doing this. Mm-hmm. And it helps to have a guy like Lou or Steve or one of these guys on that staff, because you know when you get there, they're going to be in your ear the entire time.
And you hear Jay Prosh say it. He's not going to let you just come in there and then just walk through the lift. He's going to push you.
I love, what did he say about the kickers out of an hour? They're in the mirror for 45 flexing. Right, that's right. Classic. Well,
and one thing about Lou is, you know, whether Illinois has had a lot of success here or they haven't, whether they've been up and down, a lot of the NFL scouts have said Illinois players are ready for the
NFL.
That's awesome. They're ready for the size. They're ready for the speed, because usually they are big and fast. And that's the credit to Lou.
I always say the News Gazette does a great job when they post all the former Illini and how they did on Sunday, et cetera. And a lot of that credit, like you just said, can go to Lou Hernandez, because he's got those guys NFL ready when it comes to body shape and strength. And that's a big step to go to that next step when you're playing against men, as they say. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.